You are now listening to the Orange Podcast, where we explore and enjoy what life has to offer. I'm your host and friend,
Priscilla Passion.
I'm glad you're here today.
Priscilla, where you been at? You been tweaking, girl. You already know what you're supposed to do, so do it. So here I am. 2-3 months. It don't matter. I'm back. So let's get into it. So, you know, the theme for this podcast is really to explore and to enjoy. What does that mean? And really, the definition shifts and changes according to the circumstance that you are in. But it always means to be present, to be hopeful, to be open-minded, and to flow. You feel me? So, you know, my last post was literally on my birthday, my 30th birthday, and it's such a ironic thing that I would just go off the grid straight after that and find myself in the summertime several months down the line. Like, dang, where you been at, you know? So, where have I been? I have been doing exactly what this podcast preaches about, and that is exploring and enjoying. Along the way, however, I think that I could have journaled and recorded and archived some of the things that have been going on with me. Some of those things have been very heavy, very personal, and will change the course of your life. You won't be the same because of some of the things you will encounter. And so we are exploring, we are enjoying, we are encountering emotions and everything that life has to offer. And recently, you know, I've been dealing with several things. And if you know me on a one-on-one personal basis, you got my phone number. For the most part, you're pretty, like, tight with where Priscilla is. And you know what? I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't know where I am. That may sound absolutely scary and unhinged, but the truth of the matter is we don't have control. I do not have control over my life. I can do some things. I would go down the line of things I can't control just on a daily basis, and there are a lot of things right now that are out of my hands. And so I'm having these moments where I'm finding myself in the middle of a lot. I'm in the middle of transition, change, growth, hurt, pain, loss. All these things are shifting and changing around me, and I'm just standing in the middle. Just like, what is going on? I feel like I'm lost. But I think today there's a beauty in that. How can there be beauty in uncertainty and not knowing? How is that wonderful? How is that precious and beneficial to me? And I think that is precious because it's God saying, I have all the control. I know it all. And all I need is for you to trust me, to lean not on your own understanding, but to acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. I don't know how I got to this point. You know, you feel like you do what you're supposed to do. You do everything right. You try to stay aligned with the principles and practices, the testaments. And then you end up in the middle of nowhere, seemingly. But all along, although we may not feel it or see it, God is there. And I've been just for a while trying to figure it out, but I decided the other day, this is not for me to figure out. This is meant for me to live, for me to live it out, for me to be in the moment, for me to learn what I'm supposed to learn, to experience and feel what I am supposed to be connected to and what I'm not supposed to be connected to. Life is lifing, okay? It's giving what it's supposed to give, I guess. And I've just been figuring it out. But like I said, I realize it's not for me to deal with. It's not. No matter how much chaos or craziness comes into my sphere, the Bible says to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, that he will fight your battles for you, that you should run into his tower and you will be safe. It sounds like to me that I'm supposed to step back. It sounds like to me I'm supposed to pull away. It sounds like to me I'm supposed to surrender. And that's where I am. I'm in the flow. You feel me? I'm flowing with God. I can't swim against the current. I'm flowing with him. As unknown and gray and shadowy as it feels, I know deep down in my soul there's nowhere else for me to be. There's no one else for me to trust. And this is what I need. And that's where I am. That's where I have been. And I think for the rest of my life, that's where I'll be. Standing still. Seeing the salvation of the Lord. And knowing that I will be victorious. Knowing that I will have abundance if I keep my hands off. And keep my mind on God. That's it. What are we required to do? And that's something I need to meditate, and I think you should meditate on. What is it that God is requiring of you? And I think it's very simple. For us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul, and love our neighbor as ourself. These are the greatest commandments. All that doing, all that talking, all that movement, it's not for me. I'm just going to explore. I'm just going to enjoy God. I'm just going to let the river flow and the wind push me. And that's all I can do.
Thank you for listening to the Orange Podcast. It means a lot that you stayed this long. If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe and leave a review. If you are looking for ways to support this show, click the link in the description below. See you next time for a fresh squeeze of the Orange Podcast. Have a colorful day.